Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy 6th of July, everybody. A Thursday here aboard the mothership. From the Old England Club to Bangor, Maine, from Portland, Maine, to another town in Maine, in Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
We're coming to you live from me and Bogues' CBS Sports Radio studio here in New York City. How are you, buddy?
Buddy, I'm doing really well. I think Kenny Bunkport's another main city, right? We can throw that in the mix.
Kenny
there.
Bunkport?
Yeah, and then we can extend to the other 49 United States.
Yeah, I was giving Maine a big pop because I figured it was the least flight from the Old England Club where they play Wimbledon now, not Australia.
That's correct. That's a recent shift. You're right. And so far, so good on the change of location, it seems. That London really taking to this new tennis thing.
Look, every time you move off clay to grass, you never know. And that's how, a Nick Kyrgios falls out of Wimbledon.
Yeah, it's a big gamble. I don't think other leagues wouldn't have taken it. But the ATP, the WTA did. And it's kind of like hockey going first to Vegas. Tennis took the gamble, and both things are working out so well.
Absolutely, yeah. I was at a diner on 4th of July morning, and I looked up to live tennis, and I said, you know what? This is what tennis is for. It's for sitting there eating an egg omelet with my mother-in-law for her birthday, looking up and watching a little tennis in the diner. That's what it was made for.
Honestly, it's what all European sports are for here in the States, whether it's soccer, F1, some tennis. It's early morning, early afternoon viewing. It's a beautiful time shift.
It is a beautiful time shift. So we're here to start the week. Tomorrow we're here to end the week. It's after this whole congealed week we had here for the 4th of July.
Doesn't Monday feel like forever ago?
I was saying that on the ride, and I said, wow, those two full days off felt like a week.
Right, and Monday almost is a day off. I mean, we were both home by like 11:30.
Not for me. I worked an afternoon.
That's right. So I had most of Monday off. Pete, were you here Monday, Pete? You were.
I was here. One of the nine
people back there. Uh-huh. So a lot of Monday, a lot of Tuesday, yesterday, baseball games, fireworks. It was a lot.
It was a lot. But we're here, man. We're going to grind through these next 2 days, figure it out, and then I'm on vacation. See you later.
We're seven, including today, Sean shows remaining.
That's right.
Seven.
6-4 a.m.ers left for me on the old alarm. So away we go. We'll find out, though. Next week, you have a fun week with DA ahead. I'm assuming, based on the pictures, which could be from 3 years ago or this week, he's in Rhode Island and he made that drive up.
He's there. I guess they're still there. And he posted a picture of a hot dog yesterday. Might have been, how do I say this delicately? One of the biggest dongs on a bun I've seen, not in length, in girth.
Girth?
Yeah, and it wasn't like a bratwurst, but that's a different beast. This is a hot dog. And it had some real heft to it, and it looked delicious, but it looked like you needed to be an adult to eat it.
DA had an adult girthy hot dog.
Nothing says America like that.
855-212-4227.
That's an early Pete check.
The number again is 855-212-4227.
Thank you.
It's Pete the Body and an invisible ghost with us on the other side throughout the day.
Pete the Body needs a break.
Pete the Body, after having 17 people on the other side of the glass throughout multiple shows today, they said, I'm by myself, pals. I'm a hard hat guy.
I'm not one to critique you, Pete. You know that. But I feel like you scheduled this one wrong. You had everybody here on Monday, and then nobody today and tomorrow. Why wouldn't you spread things out?
Peace and quiet.
Yeah, I kind of need a little break, a little relaxation.
As we like to call it, peace and quiet.
That's actually a really good one. That one was funny.
That one was funny.
That should be the name of you should get a podcast and call it Peace and Quiet. Right to the top.
All right. Well,
that actually was funny. I just like that sounded.
Kaplan's got us going on Twitch, on YouTube, CBS Sports, radios. Never mind. That's watchda.com as well. Okay. We've got plenty to get into throughout the show. Let's set things up.
It's seven shows, Pete. Count it that
way. Let's go.
Oh, man. The final hour of the show, we will be stunned to a news. Ooh, if Caserta shows up. In the third hour of the show, we're going to take out some booskies with now what should be the quickest Thirsty Thursday ever. And the second hour of the show, we have a little sound check in which Carlos has inserted himself and already made sure to tell me and Pete yesterday that he had a sound check.
Yeah, Carlos with a sound check?
Carlos taking candidates for sound check, like it's the Oscars.
Yeah. He's good at supplying candidates. He's not good at typing out the sheet. So as we weigh the pros and cons.
At least he's not in it, too.
Oh, he wasn't? I assumed he was in it.
He's not in it.
Okay, well, that's a good tease. And plenty of NBA to get into. And we'll do like a typical DA show where DA comes back and likes to talk about things that were already talked about on the show, even though he was out, so we'll hit on Joey Chestnut as well. But let's be...
Wait, if you want to go back to the day one of the Dame Lillard trade request... Be here Monday morning. Did you guys know that Dame asked out of Portland?
Oh, perfect. We will actually get to Dave. There's more updates on that. All right, and enjoy those headlines on Twitch because, boy, oh, boy, did I hit home runs out of the park today. But we begin with football news.
Seven more shows. We should start counting hours, Pete.
I'm getting there.
700 hours.
Oh, that's Rent. I did not. That sounded like Eddie Vedder at first.
7,000 hours.
Eddie Vedder on Broadway.
It did not sound like Rent. I wasn't going to get the free tickets in Manhattan.
Even flow. All right.
Jazz hands.
All right, Josh Allen. He made an interesting admission yesterday and is pointing the fingers elsewhere in Buffalo. It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
I love him. That's my guy. The media has blown this so far out of proportion. Right? Like we are in rookie or minicamp. We're not playing a game for 4 months. He doesn't show up one day. He's still there. You know, coach asked him to go home. We were in talks and discussions of trying to resolve some things, and it wasn't anything major. And media just blew it up. And they're still talking about it. She's like, let it go. There's no reason to continue talking about it. He was on the field with us the next day. You know, it was not a big deal.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Speaking of Rent, to have been in Rent, you were likely in Drama Club, which is exactly what the Buffalo Bills have become as a football team.
All right, I'll allow it, but I'll counterbalance it with on the heels of you patting yourself on the back for all of the headlines this morning, number one has a typo in it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Get your digs in. Is the media overflowing the Bills' issues? It's overblowing.
Yeah. Overflow.
Yeah. Overflow. Mono home, 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 home. All right. So we all remember last month
from the Schubert Theater.
Last month, Josh Diggs went home from Bill's minicamp.
Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Josh. Stephon Diggs went.
Seven shows minus 10 minutes.
Stephon Diggs went home, came back the next day, and day three, the Bills said canceled. And if you think they canceled for heat-related problems, no way. They canceled because they had real drama. Now, Josh Allen, let's just take you back a month. Sean McDermott said, quote, "I'm very concerned that Stephon Diggs is not here." Josh Allen said, quote, "I could have done some things differently." Well, maybe I'm paraphrasing that quote, but he took some blame on what was going on. It was very cryptic, and we had basically danced around the rumor mill about Josh Allen and his breakup with his girlfriend and what that had to do with Diggs, and then suddenly the Bills may have leaked out a report that, no, Diggs is just unhappy with his role in the offense, his play calling. Come on. At that time in June, that's what he's unhappy for. Remember the screaming ahead of the playoff game? There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Buffalo. But now, because the media has leaked some of that stuff we had talked about with the girlfriend and, you know, whether Josh Allen might have been cheating on her and that blew it up, suddenly Josh Allen has the nerve to say, the media is overblowing this. The media is the problem here. It's the media. The media. But yet in the midst of that, Josh Allen admits it was Sean McDermott who told Stephon Diggs you need to go home. That sounds like a dad breaking up two brothers fighting. I don't know about you guys. You go to this corner. You go to this corner. I got news for you. Josh Allen now putting this on the media. We've hit full spin zone in him not wanting everything to come back to him, and that's the wrong play here, folks.
I mean, this is the easy way out, right? To point fingers to everybody else. Now, I think it's worth pointing out that you specifically were the one that introduced all of the gossip and drama to this show.
DA
and I had no idea about any of this stuff. And you're like, wait, hold on. And all of a sudden you're talking about girlfriends and baby mamas and bars and whatever. So that
24,600,000
exactly.
Minutes.
So that's your fault. But what's their fault is we had Sean McDermott completely mishandling like a 36-hour media cycle of going, I'm very worried that he's not here. Then, he was here.
Yeah.
He had a physical. He worked out. Then he went home. And then they canceled things. And there's all
that.
So,
thing.
Like, something.
Folks, they can't get the story straight.
Because it's a real story. Because
right.
It's something. Now, if you're now degrading the Bills or downgrading them from like a 12-win team to a 6-win team because of this, you're overflowing this. But if you're just wondering about
overflow.
What's going on here and thinking of this as chapter. Versioned, you know, infinity of a wide receiver being upset with an offense or his contract or his quarterback or whatever. Like, those are all valid concerns because the Bills were acting like there was something going on. So to say now nothing is going on is BS.
It's complete BS, and something is clearly going on. And now at 855-212-4227, the number is 855-212-4CBS. Allen just kind of adding another log to the fire of this and really trying to calm everything down. What are we now? 2.5 weeks away from training camps opening up, at least for rookies and whatnot.
Yeah, the Jets are soon, right? Because they're playing the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah. And by the way, have they officially even announced them for Hard Knocks?
Still nothing.
I would think that has to come out early next week.
Because I think the week after is when they actually show up.
Right.
So like, we're going to see the cameras.
Wheel the cameras
you
got to
give us a tip at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Unless that's maybe it's a big surprise that's already agreed to. So I ask you this question at 855-212-4227, at Sean Morash, at Andrew Bogish on Twitter. We're still finding out about threads now, so stand by. I just did an Are the Bills, based on all of this, the most interesting story of any team that's a contender in training camp? In terms of, like, volatility. This team could win the Super Bowl or could it completely blow up? I think there's such a wide-ranging field of what could happen to the Bills, and I think this is a very real problem that Allen keeps admitting to. And, we're going to obviously withhold certain teams, like the Packers with Jordan Love and what goes on with them. I think the Bills might be that most interesting story from the terms of volatility.
Well, if you put it that specifically, like, they could be a 3-win team or a title team, I probably agree with you.
But I don't think they'd win 3 games. But
terms of like how wide the spectrum is for possible outcomes, I might agree with that. But if we're going back to Hard Knocks and I can only pick one team to watch, I'd rather watch the Jets than the Bills. I think between Rodgers and like the personality of what Sauce Gardner might be,
I guess.
I'd rather watch that as a TV show than the Bills, because I feel like the Bills might be, it might end up, they might hide what's going on there.
Okay, that's probably true. If that's the point, I was going to say, I still think Rodgers is actually very boring and he's not going to give you much. You know, like the actual story of him playing for the Jets is interesting.
Right.
I don't know that, you know, it makes interesting TV. You know, I love doing that. When it comes to the Bills, though, every year there is a team that at this very moment, a couple weeks ahead of training camp, we are fairly certain will be a playoff team. And every year there is one team that we thought was going to be a playoff team that just falls flat on their face. Last year it happened to be the Super Bowl champion Rams,
mm-hmm.
who fell flat on their face. And I did this research yesterday. Now I've already forgotten who was in 21 and 20. But trust me when I tell you there is somebody we are very high. Just like there's always somebody you don't expect to be good that ends up being really good.
Well, I don't know if it's still intact, but our good friend John Kincaid always talked about this when he would fill in on the network, that the NFL had a ridiculous streak, like more than the decade.
It's like four teams in, four teams out.
Every year.
Yeah.
That's how much the turnover is.
Yeah. So there constantly is. But if you were just to pinpoint one team that – from the playoffs last year, forget just being out, because, right, like the Vikings could very well be out of
right.
the playoffs.
You mean really bottomed
like,
out.
Right, like we really had Super Bowl expectations. Like the Rams were a team people thought could repeat last year. They totally bottomed out. I think that this Allen Diggs thing is big enough that the Bills could be that team. Could be. I mean, if you're asking me to pick, I still probably pick them to win the division, but it's certainly interesting.
Because if they don't have full Diggs, they're just that different on offense?
Yeah, and... or if they carry Diggs in, they're going to face adversity. Allen is going to end up throwing a pick here,
right.
a pick there. McDermott, you never know, could lose that locker room a little bit, have it come apart at the seams. It doesn't even matter about not necessarily having Diggs. It's a matter of actually having Diggs and then things just continuing to fester or pester or...
No, fester's good.
Yeah, fester.
There's also a thing that I don't know that we ever confirmed it or not. When we had... who was on that told us... that Leslie Frazier left. Oh, Mike Lombardi said this, mm-hmm. like in passing, that Leslie Frazier stepped aside for a year because Sean McDermott wanted to call plays on defense, and Leslie didn't want that to happen. So the story was he went home to like take a year off, but he almost like half quit because of a fight. So now we've got...
down goes Frazier.
So hold for Tuba. Holding for Tuba.
It's not funny.
So if now there's also defensive issues because the leader's gone, and I just in general don't like the idea of head coaches also being a coordinator. And I understand that certain guys have their hands on those things, but calling plays, thinking everything, there's just a lot on their plate. So like that's even an issue that remains to be seen if it factors in at all to this season on top of all the dig stuff.
So maybe this is the year not for Buffalo. I'll get your thoughts at 855-212-4227. And speaking of things, a lot of things on your plate, Bogues, we give our thoughts on the A show banishment that now America's rallying behind. Whoo! Hot diggity dog. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, man, what a great song. That's Pearl Jam.
Do you know what their original name was?
Oh, bag of cornflakes. Oh, yeah. What?
They had a different name in the very early stages of their existence.
Eddie and the Horses?
No, it was a basketball player's name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson?
No. No, they went for a while. The earliest grouping was Mookie Blaylock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
I would have wanted Greg Ostertag, but that's just me.
Close second.
Mookie Blaylock, by the way, used to shop at my dad's food town.
Is that true?
My dad has an inventory sheet signed by him. Same store that when he worked where Pepitone used to come in.
Okay.
Yeah, but Mookie Blaylock used to come in. And I got a Mookie Blaylock autograph. I think Mookie Blaylock later on got into like legal trouble too, I think. I could be wrong. This was pre that when he was like summering on Long Island after Atlanta Hawks seasons happened.
Let's hope he's doing okay right now.
Yeah. I just don't want to like compliment him too much because I vaguely remember something bad happening. Vaguely, and I wasn't prepared for my Mookie Blaylock lookup today. But even though I remember a team I can't name that Schwartz really likes in hockey used to take the ice to warm-ups to that song. So when I was a kid and I used to go to games, that was like how I liked that song. I'm like, wow, that's a cool pump-up song.
There for you, that was it, and you left.
Yeah. Gonna get Dippin' Dots and be fat as a kid. Boo doo doo doo. All right. Speaking of being fat, so first of all, before we even get into another he who should not be named, but we're going to name him anyway for the point of contention, Badlands Booker, could we clap it up? Wins the lemonade chugging contest that I'm pretty sure he invented because he's the only one good at it. He did it in like 22 seconds, a gallon of lemonade.
He won by default.
Which happened on the 4th of July, which was great because yesterday my father-in-law asked me if I was watching ESPN right now, Badlands is about to chug lemonade. And I said, well, that happened yesterday. Mm.
But really get all the juices in. And
you know, my mom does something similar. She called me Monday to tell me that Badlands was eating. And she goes, I think it's Badlands. And I'm like, there's only one. Like, there's no confusion. There's no one else in the world named Badlands Booker that looks like him. Like, that's him. And I know he's, like, she tells me things that I already know. It's sweet that she cares. Yeah. But, and she, like, she also forwards me Mets.com stories.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is my job, Mom. Like,
it's
Mom's. I'm on top of this. Like, it's sweet, but you don't need to do this. And I'm well aware that Badlands is participating in Nathan's on the 4th of July. That's what he does.
I actually think it's our parents. The three of us have the same thing.
You saw
my dad does the same thing.
And you saw my Twitter and Instagram when the Yankees had the perfect game last week, and I woke up to my mom going, just to let you know, the Yankees.
But see, at least that had some usefulness. Like, she thought maybe you'd see this before.
Oh.
Like, because you were asleep. Like, she thought maybe, because it was a West Coast game.
Yeah, and they're off on retired life.
She thought she was doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Right. So that one makes more sense than randomly sending me a thing from Mets.com about Justin Verlander's, like, dog at home.
On a similar note, my father, I told my father about Sean leaving the show.
My mom was happy about that, by the way.
Is she?
And then we have the big crying thing, and he writes on Twitter to Sean, hey, where are you going? I told him exactly where he was going hours ago.
Tell him I'm sorry I didn't answer him either.
Anyway, no, I answered him. I said, Sean is leaving. I told you this.
Anyway, so Badlands wins the lemonade chuck.
Hey, where are you going? By the way, congrats on the new job.
It's unbelievable. Parents are great. They're absolutely great. So, were you guys prepared to watch the hot dog eating contest on Tuesday?
Yeah, at like 12:07. I went, oh, I got to put the TV on.
Same here.
And I went to it.
So, for the third straight year, something that I love doing, which is watching the hot dog eating contest, or maybe longer than 3 years, I had no interest in doing. And that I'm serious when I say this. That experience I had with Joey Chestnut ruined it for me. Like, it used to be I had to be locked in. Now it's just like, whatever. But my sisters still care. My dad's, so we're in like some kind of group text. So I'm leaving breakfast with my mother-in-law because 4th of July is her birthday. And I get the old, we're bagging it, canceled. Hot dog eating contest canceled because of thunderstorms. And now I'm intrigued. For one reason, A, I didn't want my 4th of July being rained out. I mean, it's happening at Coney Island, which is Bogues and Pete, for all of us, half hour away, not even, from our house. I'm like, okay, are we about to get stormed? I think if they're canceling the hot dog eating contest, they must think these are going to be pretty sustained. So I go to my old radar app and everything. I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense. There's isolated storms that are pushing. It's not going to be forever. Baseball games get rain delayed a little bit. So I'm like, that's really weird. So I made a quick crack on Twitter about, you know, Joey Chestnut's ego wouldn't allow him to start. And boy, did that comment come back to blow up in my face. Because then you get the image. And we didn't have a direct quote on this. So, again, we somehow get the most perfect picture of Joey Chestnut in a Nathan's hot dog eating jersey, looking all, like, yoked up, as the kids like to say.
Yeah.
Looking jacked up with this determined look. And somebody who happened to see him walk past just said, what was the exact quote? Joey Chestnut just walked by and they happened to have the picture and said, you know, we're bleeping doing this. I'm getting the guys. And America, who doesn't know the real Joey Chestnut like we do on the DA show, if you know, you know, went gaga for this tweet. Goo goo gaga. That's an American hero. Nobody tells him he can't eat hot dogs. This, that, the other thing. So the hot dog eating contest ends up taking place at 2 o'clock. I have so many issues with this while America celebrated this. So many issues. Number one, how is it that some random person standing there gets the quote to go viral that we didn't actually hear and gets the perfect shot of Joey Chestnut storming back? Feels a little like set up to me. I'm sorry. It feels a little set up to me. And then it starts at 2 o'clock. Also, it gets bagged, but so many people are just standing, hanging around after it gets canceled that they still have the people there for the crowd. I don't know about you guys. If I was with my family and I found that at 12 o'clock this ain't happening, at 12:02, we're in the car.
I don't even know where to begin on this because I spent way too much energy and emotion on all of this.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this difficult because first it's you go there, we're in a rain delay. And I had the same thought, like, crap, looking at the forecast, here we go. When's this going to stop? How bad the day going to be?
I was more concerned how it affected me and my fourth.
Exactly. Then I see it's canceled. And I'm like, why are we canceling this? A, just do it inside if it has to get done.
Right.
B, wait. C, my fear is don't start telling me how they're like athletes and we can't make them wait any longer.
Yeah.
That if they didn't eat by 2 p.m., we had to go home now because they've been primed and ready to go and now they're not going to be in their actual like tip-top eating shape. Then you cancel it and then I'm going, well, it happened? Like then I see that he won. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean
he
won?
I didn't watch it. Right.
It was over because they couldn't, how are they going to tell you that it was back on again? Like, I wasn't sitting there, like, live following it.
Right. It was social media.
So the whole, and then the after effect being that, like, he willed it into existence, that he was like, no, we got to eat hot dogs. Ridiculous. So they ate hot dogs. Leave me alone.
So here's where I think there's something fishy about this whole hot dog eating contest this year. For better or for worse, Joey Chestnut still has a lot of people who love him from the world, just, like, amazed at the freak show of him
eating
hot dogs.
Don't you feel bad for them?
Yes, I do.
So many people were like, yeah, I'm here for, like, a friend of mine was like, in Coney Island, let's do this, Joey. I didn't want to ruin her day, but I wanted to tell her that he's a schmuck.
I had this dude that was like, you're wrong again as usual. Joey's our hero. I'm like, you don't even know. You don't even know. Because I was like you a couple years and you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why it's fishy. So enough people knew to stay around, despite the fact that we were flat out told it was canceled.
Right. Once they say that word, I'm out.
So what did they tell the people there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because nobody stands around in a thunderstorm if you're told something. I'm sorry.
Thinking they're going to uncancel it?
Yeah, that would never happen, number one. Number two, Joey Chestnut happens to be the one, not multiple eaters. It was like he came out for his photo op to say, what's going on here? It was
stomping
like a
through the barriers.
And for those that, all those people that care about do this Joey, there is a portion of America that's kind of over the hot dog eating contest, a large portion, because if you look at the viewership numbers, because it's not competitive. You're not watching anything that's truly competitive anymore because he owns it. So how do you add a little drama? Well, Joey Chestnut went on the same stupid media tour he's gone on every year, pumping up how to watch the hot dog eating contest. The weather report was the weather report here, Bogues, all week, which was isolated thunderstorms. Yeah. They were prepared for that.
Although apparently it was really bad in Brooklyn on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Worse than we had it in Long Island for whatever reason.
Fine. The point still remains, they were prepared, and you don't just cancel an event. And they didn't just cancel an event. And there's no way that Joey Chestnut actually swayed them not to cancel said event. I believe that this was, hey, it's raining, we're going to delay this, let's create a little drama by canceling and uncanceling it, and Joey will be the guy that saved the hot dog eating contest. That's what happened.
So the only...
And it was definitely whispers there. It's not really cancer.
Well, so the only thing that would lead me to believe that it's not what happened is I got multiple alerts and I saw tweets, but things that I follow and send me little things like... multiple things like, it's canceled, it's canceled, it's canceled. I didn't get anything that said they're eating at 2 o'clock. So, like, I just stopped paying attention. I would assume that a lot of people stopped paying attention sure. when they said this is over because then nothing said, oh, rush back to your TV. We're actually doing this. So, like...
Somebody there told fans to go, hold on.
But what was the TV audience? Because I was gone.
Because
Are the numbers out for that yet?
Bogues, I don't know. The numbers have dipped those weeks, but you know what you have? ESPN Plus streaming numbers now, and they all tally up.
And they go back and watch it after the fact?
Yep, it's a different world now.
I will say, I bet you they probably didn't say anything out there.
But then people's phones would have went off, because like news organizations were sending out
you
know, push notifications. Right, but there could be somebody giving the, hold on, guys, hold, like that kind of deal. We're just in a delay, don't listen.
Because remember,
Josh Allen told you the media blows things out of proportion.
There's also a restaurant there. So they don't want them leaving the restaurant. It's probably their biggest grossing
Calling that place a restaurant is kind of an insult to restaurants.
I did hear, I think it was my brother-in-law might have texted us in the midst of this whole thing. The only thing that felt idiotic but I guess made sense, and I can't believe I'm going to say the sentence. He said perhaps it was because they cooked all the hot dogs and they couldn't have them sitting around for 2 hours and then worried about them being like sick because hot dogs laid out for 2 hours.
All the contestants get botulism.
I mean,
it's not a terrible thought. It just sounds ridiculous.
Because Nathan doesn't. Those are not dirty water dogs. Those are they're making on a flat top.
How many hot dogs did they just make? And they're going to sit around for 2 hours. And then what? If they start yakking, then it's.
Although
I watched that actually.
Using our experience, that little hot box that they brought in one of those days with the little like insulated cooler.
Yeah.
Those things stayed fresh in there for a long time.
Yeah, but. Would they trust an athlete eating 70 of them or people out eating 2 of them?
Right.
So
well, the other thing with this whole Joey Chestnut thing is on this media tour, he was complaining about how he lost 5 hot dogs in last year's competition because of that protester. So he had an agenda to go up there and and be in this contest regardless. That's why he probably was like, oh, let's go. He wasn't being a hero or anything. He was worried about himself.
And then there's the betting world.
Uh-oh.
Then there's the betting world. The over-under on him, I think, was at 71 hot dogs or something like that, and there was belief that sportsbooks were flooded with overbets. So by delaying this a little bit, books might have called one in. You make Joey wait a little bit, it's going to have him take the under now. Now he's all screwed up and he's off his game. Throw him all flustered. The under hits, everybody loses their overbets.
So on the heels of the Shams... FanDuel NBA draft conspiracy theories. Now we got a BetQL one for the hot dog eating contest.
That's right, baby.
All right.
Is there anything more depraved and pathetic than betting on the hot dog contest?
Yes. Betting on preseason football.
Right. Yes. Look who's doing updates for you tomorrow. 855-212-4.
Who is it, Schwartz?
I'm teasing Schwartz. I wanted to see if anybody would laugh and pick up.
That was good.
All right, Greg Caserta, what do we got?
Guys, we are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. And save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. The NBA keeps Woj busy in July, and the vaunted ESPN reporter announced yesterday that the Mavs and restricted free agent Grant Williams are finalizing a 4-year, $53 million contract.
Nice work.
Yeah?
I'm saying 4 years, $53 million. Nice work if you can get it. Play a little defense.
Part of a three-team sign-and-trade with the Celtics and Spurs. San Antonio gets forward Reggie Bullock and an unprotected first-round pick swap in 2030 from Dallas, while Williams' former team, the Celtics, as well as the Mavs, get 2 second-round picks. With all this moving and shaking, Woj said, I have no idea what this means for anyone other than Grant Williams. I love when draft picks get moved 7 years from now. The world could end, and between now and then... You didn't think about that one, did you?
No, I didn't.
Right? 2030, they're going to move picks. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, the world could end.
You never know.
You never know.
I'm always planning. Since Adam Silver and his alien neck care about the well-being of the players around the association, Ja Morant, they've decided that Vegas is where to be. No NBA team there yet, but it's coming, maybe in 2030 when that three-team trade goes through. The new
They'll just make the A's an NBA team.
Yeah, it's coming. The new in-season tournament that was just approved with the new CBA is set to bring its final four to Sin City. It will take place on December 7th and December 9th. More details are set to come out on Saturday.
We're going to get to this in hour four, but there's going to be plenty of people listening now that won't hear us in hour four. Let me just say this. You're going to do this stupid tournament nobody cares to begin with, and the whole thing will begin and end in the midst of football season.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, come on. You think as I'm Christmas shopping and trying to figure out if the Giants need two more wins to make a wild card, I'm going to be locked into Las Vegas?
I don't believe for a second that you do your Christmas shopping 2 weeks before.
Ho, ho, ho. I usually start in September.
Wow. You're good about that.
Yeah, stocking stuffers usually 2 weeks before. Oh, no, I'm done before then. Yeah,
I never would have guessed that.
Oh, I get ahead of the game, baby. You don't want to be left one paycheck trying to figure it all out. You got to space that out.
It's too bad Kevin Wall's not here to play Christmas music.
No, he's not.
Ho, ho, ho.
He's too busy taking bows for working here.
Hey, this is Kevin Wall from CBS Sports Radio.
Newsmax's own Kevin Wall. It will take place on December 7th and December 9th. More details are set to come out on Saturday night on a program on another network called NBA Today. That's going to air in Las Vegas. Guests include, these are real, Commissioner Silver, Victor Wembanyama, Trey Young. These three, not so much. The other guests set to appear, Wayne Newton, Siegfried, and Roy. More from Milwaukee, home of Jeffrey Dahmer.
One of them is bad.
I was
going
to say, yes. Isn't Wayne Newton dead too?
No, Wayne Newton's alive.
Oh.
I think, is Roy dead?
I think they're both.
He thinks they're both gone.
The lion ate one of them, right?
Attacked one of them.
Mauled. I think they say mauled in those situations.
Mauled eight.
More from Milwaukee, home of Jeffrey Dahmer. Here's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Don't miss the Dahmer joke.
Speaking yesterday about the Greek freak.
He had a routine surgery on his left knee, and it went great. Everything went as planned, and we expect him back ready to go in training camp.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis reportedly felt lingering knee discomfort since the start of the offseason. No word yet on whether he'll play for Greece in the upcoming FIBA World Cup, which is being held in late August in the Philippines. Set your DVRs ahead of time.
Jeez, who's watching that?
I love NBA heel Caserta. This is great.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you wrote an ESPN PR release about their programming on Saturday.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Guys, Wimbledon is happening, and there was a huge match yesterday, and I mean huge. Here's who played.
Stefanos Tsitsipas.
And who did he face?
Dominic Thiem.
Guys, it went five sets. That's going the distance. And you know who won?
Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Congrats to him.
So, never mind.
What?
Don't hold back.
Don't they all go five sets?
No.
Even I know that.
It's the best of five sets. They could go 3, 4, or 5.
So every tennis match is a best of five?
Men's at majors.
And the women's best of three?
Yes.
Correct.
And then there are lesser events during the year that on the men, they only play 2 out of 3 as well.
Gotcha. Okay. And love is when you score nothing.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But within the set, all those five, it's 3 games.
No, a set is 6 games. And then it's 3 out of 5 sets.
Oh, man.
It makes no sense.
So it's like 30 games of tennis.
Oh, more than that, yeah.
Yeah.
July 24th on New York Station.
I mean,
are you familiar with the point system?
I'll go be a plumber right now if I got to talk tennis the rest of my career.
The way they go like 15, then 30, then 40?
45.
Nope.
It's 40. That also doesn't make sense because you go in 15-point increments and now it becomes 10. Really doesn't add up.
We played 45 in high school, but okay. You guys do what you want to do with your little score.
Were you on the varsity tennis team at high school?
Intramurals, West Babylon.
Okay, intramural tennis.
I could swing a racket.
Must have been real cool.
Could you have been there? Pete Sampras had your parents raised you correctly?
No, but it was a good workout. I'm not going to pretend I was that good or anything, but you know, I was fine.
He was more of a Michael Chang guy.
Yeah, no, I could serve, you know, hit the corner. And that dumper.
No biggie. NFL Dolphins corner Cam Smith signed his 4-year rookie contract with the Dolphins for $7.2 million. The second round pick gets over $2.1 million guaranteed. And I saw this yesterday. Derrick Henry needs one more 200-yard rushing game to pass Adrian Peterson and O.J. Simpson for the most in NFL history. Next on that list, your new co-worker, Tiki Barber, with 5 career games with 200 or more rushing yards.
I'll take you to the barbershop.
All right.
That's actually been done already.
It's not funny.
What? I haven't heard this one.
Oh, yeah, you missed this late last week.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We've added some new tubas.
I like this.
Yeah, yeah, just in time for them never to be used again.
It's not funny.
Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything else? No. All right.
Greg. Are you sure?
Greg's done. All right. When we come back, did the Celtics just give the Mavs a huge grant? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
That da-da-da-da-da, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Celtics, dismemberment of pieces, let's call it, continues?
Yeah, let's call it that.
Marcus Smart gone. Now, Grant Williams was a free agent that I think a lot of people thought would be gone, although he's only 26 years old. So the Celtics managed to figure out a sign and trade deal.
I think he was a restricted free agent, right?
Restricted. But still, when you look at 4 years, $56 million is the contract he ends up getting from Dallas. And the Celtics get 2 second-round picks. Again, what does a second-round pick get you? They're just more random lottery tickets. I got to be honest, folks. I know that the makeup, and I know that Grant Williams' minutes, you know, varied here and there in big games. He still became a really big defensive piece for them at times. I'm a little shocked that the Celtics now find themselves in a spot where they've added Kristaps Porzingis, and now the subtractions continue to be Grant Williams and Marcus Smart. We thought the Celtics weren't done. I mean, perhaps they're still not done, but it's still weird to see like core grit guys go from a Celtic team that you felt like that was the thing not missing.
But again, like this is, we said this in the season, where I did when the season ended. They needed to do something to change the dynamic because the group needed a kickstart, needed a little bit of a facelift. And if you weren't going to trade Jaylen Brown, you had to do something else. And I get Grant Williams seems to be the kind of guy, and we've all done this, right, about the favorite team that you root for, a guy that you kind of maybe overvalue thinking he's more irreplaceable than he is. And Grant Williams played a role, and he was a on top of the basketball stuff, he seemed to be really locked into the chemistry and trash talking, whatnot. But there are other guys like that. And I guess him going out is connected to Porzingis coming in, and they needed to not spend money somewhere else. And I like Porzingis on the Celtics roster. It's not a straight up trade, but
yeah,
you know, KP in and Williams having to go out, I think they'll figure that out.
Yeah, again, you still want KP to stay healthy. He played 65 games last year. But nonetheless, I just that the Celtics roster maneuvering, let's call it, continues to be very interesting. And I hate being a hypocrite because when we say you have to change something, you should change something. It's just I don't know that I'd necessarily agree it was changed. By the way, Joe Mama said that they never said the hot dog eating contest was canceled on TV, on ESPN2, if you were watching. They just said it was canceled via Twitter. So if you had it on TV and weren't tracking it on Twitter, you knew to stay with it, which means all those fans were told to stay put. But still, Twitter drama like that, I think that something. And also, it was local, right? It was the local ABC affiliate, which is affiliated with ESPN, that canceled it, or it said it was canceled.
Yeah, I mean, it was canceled as far as I knew.
Interesting. Robin at 3-2-1. I can't believe that. We're only 7 shows, 27 hours and 30 minutes left of hilarious singing. It's just not fair. We're being robbed of this once-in-a-lifetime radio talent. I mean, I'm not dying, I don't think.
And Pete's not going anywhere.
Right. 855-212-4227. When we come back, is Lillard out of line for only wanting the Heat? The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.